Nikki Sundstrom. I am the Director of Social Media and Public Engagement at the University of Michigan. And today I have the responsibility, which is a word you're going to hear a lot today, of speaking with you about your role as a social communications professional, the work that we do, and the impact that it has. So I have given quite a few presentations in my day. I started working in social media nearly a decade ago for the state of Michigan. I was the first statewide social engagement coordinator. We wanted to take platforms like MySpace and talk about STD awareness. It was super fun. So one of those things that I first started to do was communicate what on God's green earth social media was, why a state agency or state government entity should be utilizing it, how we could leverage things like Twitter for customer service, and of course, things like MySpace. And so I had this presentation and it was called Taking the Shiny Out of Social. And I would use this lovely image of Skittles and I would talk to different entities and say, you know what, you know how like some candy's gross, like nobody likes yellows, bananas, disgusting. Maybe you're that Skittle, right? And so every individual color doesn't get their own account. But Skittles as a brand does, right? So all of this coming together, streamlining messaging, unifying brand voice. And then I used to, you know, show people the Eric Qualman Socialnomics video. How many people have shown or seen this video? Come on, just about everybody, right? So average attention span of a goldfish, the fact that social media connects more people instantaneously than ever before. This was the dawn of the era. And we have come a long way since then. And so then I said, all right, now everybody knows. I've told them how to use it. What they need to figure out now is that this is not going to solve their problems. They cannot keep showing up at my door and saying, Nikki, I have a conference tomorrow, I need a hashtag. It's not gonna save your event, right? Everybody that works in social has been down that path. You cannot equate a tweet to a button seat. Right? Ooh, I have an event and we don't have enough tickets sold. Can you please tweet about it? Not gonna fix your problem, right? And so this social media is a tool, not a solution thing. The comparison I would make is that in the 15th century, my history is my minor, right? So stick with me. Martin Luther nailed the 95 Theses, right, to the doors of the church, creating an astronomical shift in Catholicism and splitting and causing the Reformation. Because of the Gutenberg printing press, this went viral throughout Europe in 2 months, unprecedented, right? The press had previously only printed the Bible, which took a long time to do. So, tweets were just the latest iteration of communications. Whether or not it's a pamphlet or a billboard, or a tweet, or then, oh, Snapchat. Whatever else the flavor of the month is, it doesn't change that you need strategy. So this social media is a tool, not a solution thing really caught on. People want me to open an Etsy store, put it on t-shirts. I see it in lots of your guys' presentations, which is fantastic, and I love it. So please keep saying it, because people need to continue to hear it. Then we moved on to leveraging social for success. All right, so we know that we don't all need accounts, and we know that they're not going to solve our problems, so we have to have strategy. And then because I came from government and I work in higher ed, I made an acronym, right? That's what all cool kids do. And so then we talked about strategy and optimization, getting everybody together to collaborate, right? We can't operate on an island. No communications thrives in a silo. We have to be intentional. We can't just create content on a whim. A cat gif doesn't solve all problems. We need to create assets that register with our community. And we need to make sure that we have long-term goals, right? And that we're continuously measuring and assessing what it is that we're doing. Then this thing happened that we were all personally victimized by called the election. I come out of politics, but I will not pick sides on this issue. It's neither here nor there. But what we do know is that the entire tone of the world that we operate in every day tanked. I have been called and seen content online that would make my grandmother blush, that make me lose sleep at night. We've seen our students, our faculty, our leadership be attacked, be stalked, be trolled. It affects everyone. And then we saw the outcome on the platforms, and everything started to go crooked. Fake news. Can't trust Facebook. Facebook's changing their algorithm. Oh, we're closing down whole businesses. Mashable sold at fire sale. Large publications are getting rid of their entire digital team. Suddenly, all of us need a paid strategy. The game changed. So having good content wasn't necessarily enough anymore. Building ambassadors or identifying influencer marketing, whatever the new buzzword was at the moment. The fact that universities take public money became an issue. How dare we spend those funds? What are we doing? And then, because why not make matters worse, brands started turning on their customers and calling it super fun, like sarcastic social. And then we all started getting tweeted at to find out if we could get full rides because Wendy's gave nugs to Carter. So our jobs became about even more than, you know, just trying to explain to somebody, like, I tweet for a living and get paid for it, right? That was a hard enough conversation to have. And now people want me to just, like, be on their every whim and figure out whether or not I can give them a full ride to the University of Michigan if they get 200,000 retweets. Meanwhile, all of us are sitting in a room trying to figure out how to take, like, new astrophysicist research and create it into a cool viral video. Right? But here I am over here on one side and then over here on another. So, here's the one quote I will give you for today. And I forgot to do the thing I was going to do at the beginning with Sujit Hung. Put away your devices, but that's all right. Trust is earned everywhere but on the internet. Does anybody recall the commercial where there was like this really very attractive woman walking down the sidewalk with a very dad bod average man? And she introduced herself and her boyfriend, who was a French model, to other individuals, because that's what his internet profile said, right? When we look at the content that we put out, the bottom line is that we need to make it the best that it can be, because there is enough on the internet already that isn't cited, isn't sourced, doesn't have the faculty expertise or the millions of dollars of public research funding behind it. So do not undercut the value that you can bring to the table. Make sure that you're aligning those items with all of the resources that you have to put them into a creative format, to make them an Instagram story, to spark a conversation on Twitter or host a Facebook Live. So what is our responsibility? I'm going to break down. I think I have five things. I may have added a sixth. Who saw my tweet last night that I was still working on this presentation? Our responsibility is to our communities. We're more than just pretty pictures. Although there is a lot of amazing blue up there, and I am very on brand right now. We present our best selves in our content. It's FOMO, right? Does anybody say that anymore? No. a dog on the internet, or as I always lovingly say, a bunny in a bow tie, because that's what we put out one year in a Michigan bow tie, will be your number one piece of content for a year. It was ours. Regardless of the fact that we launched an entire affordability campaign that gives free college tuition to everyone that makes underneath like $55,000 a year. Bunny in a bow tie. But that doesn't make the next day's content any less valuable. And so you have to find that balance so that you can draw your communities in with a cute kid in Michigan gear, and then next day deliver them that research that says, you know what? Picky eating may not be as detrimental to your child's future as you thought. These five Michigan researchers just did this study, right? Not as interesting necessarily to everybody, but it sparks the interest and it shows them at the end of the day what their taxpaying dollars as a public institution are going towards. You have the ability to create these conversations that are unprecedented because of your alumni ties, because of your influence within communities. I can bring together a faculty member who is working on something that's completely and totally unprecedented, could cure cancer, and then also bring in a medical professional from our health system and have the two doctors sit down there. One of my favorite UMich chat, as these conversations are called, we've been doing them for 4 years now, there was a nurse at our hospital system who many, many years ago worked on a case with a child pediatric patient. That little girl survived cancer, came to U of M, went to nursing school because of that woman. And we put those two together on Facebook Live to talk not only about the impact and the journey that those two had had together, but what the future of cancer research is and how it shapes so many of our lives. You have that power. You have that ability and those people around you. And no one else has that the way that we do. We also have this responsibility to our communities to communicate the impact of social media. I jokingly used to tell students when I was still in state government and talk to our new incoming interns, you know that keg stand photo that's on your LinkedIn profile? You might not want to do that. When we got a new football coach a couple of years ago, Fox News decided to cover, if any of you know Jim Harbaugh, they decided to cover a full tour bus in khaki, which was fun, and then pluck five of our students from campus and dress them in full head-to-toe Coach Harbaugh gear, and then take him to his favorite haircut place, and they all got matching haircuts, and they put them on this bus and toured them around the country for 2 weeks. Once you put aside how insane that sounds, think about the opportunity for these young men who they wanted to be social influencers and the media attention they were getting. That's a lot of pressure. And so just an initial scrub, found some colorful items. And so I went and sat down with them in the barbershop, and I was like, hey guys, listen, here's the first five things that I found on all of your accounts. If you want to jot someday and you want to use this as an example, we're going to go through and we're going to scrub some things. And then I'm going to give you this sheet that says, here's some tips on how to go forward. When it comes to social media, you are employed to create communications on the most riveting, captivating, and influential networks that currently exist. You're a smart person. Share your knowledge. Create resources, not just for dissemination on the internet, but for those around you. Celebrate the success and the impact that social media has. We contracted Kelsey Montague this past spring as a gift to our graduating class to paint us our very own What Lifts You UM Social Wings. They are now going to be the predominant feature in the admissions materials that go out to every new prospective student. An entire campaign has been built around them. Come to U of M. This is where you get your wings to fly. We also have faculty research that is looking at the iffy quotient of fake news. How can we empower people to know that the devices that they have in their hand has a direct correlation to mental health? This entire and the Saving Social presentation I mentioned earlier gave birth this past year to something that we call social integrity. We have a brand new center on campus with an executive director within our School of Information that's called the Center for Social Media Responsibility. In partnership with them, we launched socialintegrity.umich.edu with a full marketing campaign that demonstrates for individuals, both through Instagram stories that tell you just from a glossary standpoint, what it means to spam or troll or what revenge porn might be. We talk about freedom of speech and how you speak to people online and how it aligns with how you speak to people in person. We've created groups off our official Facebook page to have more targeted conversations with individual communities. And soon, across campus, there will be DIAG boards, as we call them on our central mall. I don't know what your central mall is called. And laptop stickers and buttons. Because we're going to come into another election soon. And so we're already putting in the foundation and the groundwork to do more than just talk ourselves on social, but to enable others to have more productive, civil conversations online and become better ambassadors of our community and, you know, be more successful in the long run. Our responsibility is to our institutions. It is our job to make great content. It is our job to take really complex issues and make them into an infographic. It's our job to figure out how we're moving 2,000 years worth of history from one end of campus, which is really just a way to get people to stop bitching about construction, by creating a British ripoff of a Discovery Channel show where we show the pumas, the stone statues, moving across campus and exploring the horizon. We get to have fun. And so we can be creative and we can enable our faculty to say, you know what? You're doing these amazing things. Let us help you get an op-ed. Let us help you tweet. Let us help you sit down with a Facebook Live panel. We speak in the different languages of our community. We assure them that they're safe and cared for. Any headline across the nation will show you that some sort of scandal has happened at a university. No one should be so naive to think that it will never darken their doorstep. So we have to learn from each other and be proactive in our content. We have to create strategies and documents and collaborate with each other so that everybody's measuring the same thing, that everybody knows Nikki's cell phone number, and I don't care what time you text me, but I want to know before somebody else tells me that you have a post that's gone awry online. We want to craft our stories and stay in our swim lanes. The School of Kinesiology should not be tweeting those dinosaurs inflatable suits. These are things that you can do on the front end for the betterment of your content and your institution. Our responsibility is to our leadership. Social media is the front door. You are the first person, whether they see your face or not, that when somebody says, "Hi, University of Michigan, I would like to X, Y, or Z," you're the one that's answering. It's something that everyone needs to understand. And as that first line of defense, you need to make sure that your ducks are in a row so that you can reassure those individuals who don't understand necessarily that a Snapchat video can't go viral. True story. Let me walk you through this. They don't know you do. So your focus needs to be on the health of your organization. I can tell you we have 1,267 accounts. I don't like it, but I can tell you they exist, and I can tell you who runs them. And I can tell you I'm working really hard to streamline them. We compare ourselves to our peers. We look at their content. We want to continue to grow. Not all of us had the founder of Facebook at our university. It's a work in progress. And we give out a heck of a lot of reports. I actually updated a report 5 minutes before taking a stage. We have an issue currently taking place on campus, and Fox News just issued another stinking article about it. I need to be able to communicate to my president both how his tweet that we authored for him yesterday is performing and the volume of conversation, which this morning was 41 million on this issue, how that's trending, whether it's going up or down. I need to be able to tell him what influencers, like a former gubernatorial candidate that is also an alum, very, slyly did not side on our side of the argument and tweeted about that this morning. And I need to tell him whether or not he should be concerned and if it's important for him to wade further into this conversation. That's our job. And then you go make a GIF. And then you enable everyone how to be successful. You tell them how to get in contact with you. You tell them how to work with others. You tell them when there's a problem and they should reach out to you. And you tell them which content is the good content and which content is the content please don't ever post. Our responsibility is to our peers. I'm here today because my responsibility to you is to communicate my experiences. For those of you that were here with me 4 years ago, when Kim Kardashian's boobs were showing up on all of our social properties because we got hacked, my responsibility to you was to be transparent, to tell you that we'd hired a very qualified professional within our athletics department who, of course, like any social media professional, went to his personal Twitter and was like, hey guys, I got a sweet new job. And then he was fished. Because people want access to our accounts. They want to be that person that can do that funny thing. And then when we reached out to Facebook, they were clueless. Oh, this is really like complex. We've never seen this before. Thanks. And then I had to answer the phone when my dad called and tell him I was not getting fired. And whatever it is that anyone else has shared today, whether it's an ambassador program, whether it's the fact that you have a small team and you need to be scrappy. I read that in somebody's tweet, right? Today, when I got here, an individual shared with me that my very first employee when I came to U of M 4 years ago was here presenting, which is phenomenal. And I said to her in return, you know, it's funny, I hope I get to speak with Hillary, because 4 years ago it was just her and I. And now I have 10 people on my staff. Not all of you have that luxury. I know that. And so I'm here because my responsibility to you is to tell you either how you can do it if you also have 10 people or everything in between. It's to issue blog posts and best practices, to show you graphs of how we've streamlined things, to be an ambassador of our profession, to share resources and content and connect and collaborate. Last winter, I launched Facebook Workplace throughout our entire internal organization. We've used Slack for years. I've seen some of you guys using Slack. We still use Slack on our internal team side, but it didn't make sense for me to open it up to hundreds of people. Now we have thousands of people across the university creating their own groups and working together, and that's perfectly fine. It's no different than the Facebook pages I create on a public-facing side. We enable individual organizations to shutter their accounts because we streamline their content into ours. We drove more content to the University of Michigan Arts and Culture site last year than any of their press releases, so they closed their Facebook page. We give them weekly reoccurring appearances because who doesn't want to know what's happening in Ann Arbor? It belongs on our accounts. We are working with the Big Ten Voting Challenge in this cute little dog, because everybody loves a cute little dog that's on campus. That's not even our dog. It's some guy in Ann Arbor's, to create stickers. Dog's name is Reggie. This one's a good one. I am registered to vote. Students love it, right? All credit to my content manager on that one. We had dozens of interns study across the world this summer. And so we worked with our largest school and college to give them the opportunity to appear on Instagram for 12 weeks. You have the megaphone, share it. Bring them in, strengthen your university voice. You're going to see a presentation tomorrow. Is John in here? Hey, John. I won't spoil it, but John's presentation is really good, and it may or may not have come from the fact that I'm going to tell you to be creative in your content and sometimes address very difficult issues. I have a full-time staff person now that sits 50% of her time in our Department of Public Safety and Security. Riveting. Safety is one of the number one issues. So whether or not it is sexual assault awareness or the gun active shooter Snapchat video that you may have seen us do a couple of years ago, or safe drinking, because we have a night game this week. Ashley creates an Instagram story for us every Saturday and a different series of tweets for us throughout the course of the week. People should not just come to our channels and see Go Blue. They'll also see that. But they're going to walk away with a whole lot of value as well. Because as the Chronicle of Higher Education has told us, we are the individuals that represent a university 24/7. There is no on and off switch. So it requires teamwork. Now we're going to get a little sentimental, because our next responsibility is to our family. The jobs that we have, we've covered a gamut here. They require us to be continuously connected. They require us to be continuously creative. They require us to be continuously collaborative. They require us to be tied to social properties and people that we don't know. We read the statistics, we know the analytics, and everything that comes with us. So, when do we turn off? Who are we accountable to around us? And how are we responsible for communicating to those individuals that their time is just as important as that tweet? That we sometimes need to step away. When my parents call me and say, you haven't shared anything of the kids on Facebook lately, it's because the last damn thing I want to look at when I get home is the internet. Our responsibility is also to our family. And our last responsibility is to ourselves. So for those of you that read that tweet when I was still working on this late last night, I was scrolling and realized, holy crap, it's World Mental Health Day. And then I went back and I looked at our content plan for the week and I realized, you know what? We did a Facebook Live with medical professionals. We worked with our School of Public Health and we had a beautiful Instagram story. We'd put out a series of tweets talking about all of the different resources that we had on campus. How many of you also did something? How many of you then sat down and assessed your own mental health? Huh, same. And then I added a slide. This article popped up for me a week ago, and it's been sitting in my tabs, waiting for me to figure out what to do with it. And whether or not you think it's ridiculous, that's neither here nor there. But the fact of the matter is that if any of you remember back to Justine Soko, the woman who tweeted, you know, heaven forbid, that she was flying to South Africa, you know, I hope I don't get AIDS, don't worry, I'm white, and then boarded a plane and then got fired in the airport when she got there. This was like a really long time ago. The Washington Post, I want to say, did an article on her maybe 5-6 years after that instance, in which she had said that she was diagnosed with the same symptoms and longstanding effects on her mental health as post-traumatic stress syndrome. Our jobs require us to look at the worst of the internet every day. We try to make it the best. But we have to have enough forethought to understand the impact that it has on us. It's our responsibility to ourselves. We know from research and studies that mental health declines in tandem with online social media use. Anybody else slightly concerned? So, it's you. Know today when you walk away the value that you bring, that it is unlike anything else anyone that you sit with in your office has. You know how to operate platforms and bring the best to the world, and that's a responsibility you need to carry with you. So when you go back on Monday, do the best damn job you can to not only bring value, but to better your internal and your external world.